You know, this is a holiday weekend, memorial. So let's not forget what this day, what this weekend is honoring. It's honoring those that have given their life for our freedom. That's what the Memorial Day is. And we can have it for Memorial Day for us as we honor the one that gave his life that we might have life. Amen. I want to ask you a question. What day is it? Yes, I know it's Sunday. But more important, is it today? The title of my message is Wake Up, It's Today. I'm sure all of us have woke up and realized that today was the time for a certain something to happen in your life. You know, today was a new to start to school. Today you're getting a new car. Today you're getting married. Today you're taking a vacation. You know, today is important. How many of you have ever had a really, really important appointment and you woke up and you realize today is the day? Maybe you even double check your calendar to make sure it was the right day. Then knowing it was today, you went about to make everything ready for this appointment, believing for a favorable outcome. I believe we need to learn the value of today. If we're going to accomplish our dreams, if we're going to receive everything that God has for us, we need to wake up to the truth that God intended for us to receive and accomplish today. You know, we need to fully expect to receive today. Not tomorrow, but today. As you get up, every morning is today. And, you know, some people, I don't know where they're living or what they're thinking. If you listen to them talk, you think that God has gone to sleep and shut and locked his door. Oh, they'll admit Jesus used to do mighty stuff, but nothing for today. But I got good news for you. It's time for us to realize that today is always a day of receiving from God. Now let's look at what this psalmist said in Psalms 118:22. I'm going to read from the New Living. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now let's look at some other translations of that verse 24. This day belongs to the Lord. Let us celebrate and be glad. That's the contemporary English. The Good News Bible says, this is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy and let us celebrate. Now, the stone that the builders rejected was Christ. God sent him to redeem mankind. We live in that great day. This is a day to rejoice and celebrate because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we can receive everything that he has said belongs to us today. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians 6:1. 2 Corinthians 6:1 is again reading from NLT. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, Just at the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Now, let's read verse 2 from the New Jerusalem version. For he says, at a favorable time, I have listened to you. On the day of salvation, I came to your help. Well, now is a favorable time, and this is the day of salvation. Let's look at the New English Bible. In the hour of my favor, I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance, I came to your aid. The hour of favor has now come. Now I say, has the day of deliverance dawned? These scriptures are specifically talking about the day that Christ rose victorious from the grave. And now we are living in that day. Today. A day when Christ rose with victory. A day when he triumphed over everything. A day when he was dead, but now he's alive and sits on the throne on high. Now, today is the day that God is offering you help, deliverance, and everything else you need. Today. Adam lost this in the Garden of Eden whenever he sinned and ate of the fruit that he wasn't supposed to eat of. But do you realize that immediately God gave a promise? It said that the seed of the woman would one day get the victory that Adam had lost. One day, God and man will walk together again. Days passed, weeks passed, months, years, decades, centuries. But the Bible says in the fullness of time, at the right time, God sent his son. Do you realize in one day, he fixed the sin problem? In one day, he obtained righteousness. In one day, he restored our fellowship with God. In one day, he obtained access to the throne of God for us. In one day, he obtained victory for us. In one day, he removed shame and guilt and condemnation from us. And that day is today. What makes what Jesus did so long ago important to us today? Because everything we do is based on that one day, and that one day is always today. Today we're able to live in the glory of the resurrecting power through the Lord Jesus Christ today. You know, today is the time to live the good life that John 10:10 says that we are to have. Now, if you're going to live in today, you got to change your thinking. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Indeed, NLT again. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. You know, people are always putting off something for someday. Have you ever heard people telling you that, well, someday I'm going to go back to school and get my degree. Someday I'm going to get healed. Someday I'm going to start a business. In the middle of difficult times, a lot of people sometimes say, someday I hope things will change. And if you're a little older, y'all kids don't know it, but they would say, Someday, I hope my ship will come in. Anybody ever heard that one? Yeah. The truth is, someday never comes. Someday is an elusive, fleeting time in the future that we never seem to get a hold of. Stop longing for someday and start living in today. Instead of giving us someday, God gave us promises for today, not someday. Today is here. Today is time to receive everything that God said belongs to us. Say it, today is my day. Today is my everyday. You see, do you realize that when you accomplish something, usually it usually takes more than one day to get something accomplished? But did you ever notice it starts today? You need to ask yourself, what can I, every morning when you get up, you need to ask yourself, what can I receive today that God has for me? Today, every day is today, and it is filled with all of the promises of God. Not just when you're in church and you're singing and you feel good. Ooh, I'm great. Let me tell you what. You don't always get up feeling great. But it's still today, and today is the day of the Lord and the day of deliverance. Hello. Come on. You see here. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Indeed. The right time is now. Tonight, today is the day. I'm repeating that over and over again. I want you to get it because somebody's sitting there looking at me. It's sort of funny. I want you to get a hold of what I'm talking about. Everybody starts out excited about salvation, and then they get a hold of authority of the believer and begin to believe, praise God, hallelujah. But it isn't long until the things and obstacles and situations and circumstances that we weave our way through in life, people seem to forget that every day is today with God. The apostle says it like this in Galatians 6:9. Once again, reading NLT. So let us not get tired of doing what is good. Now look at this. At just the right time, we'll reap harvest of blessing if we don't give up. That harvest of blessing is today. As you keep on believing Him, trusting Him, walking with Him, it's today. It's too soon to quit. A harvest of blessing is there today. My motto for many years has been, my sister said it's been all my life, but I will not be defeated now, and I will not quit. Come on now. You see, too many times we as Bible believing, faith walking, tongue talking, children of God, we sometimes tend to relax, and the devil takes advantage of us because we're not living in today. Today is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that every promise in the book is mine. I will receive them today. Today. Now I realize this is just a simple little thing, but sometimes we're looking too much into the future and not enjoying what we have today. As you live your life, I want you to learn to enjoy every day because that is the day that the Lord has given you. Every day is a today. Every day is today. Because tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Do you realize that? Because when it's tomorrow, it's today. It's always today. In the natural, it's always today. With God, it's always today. Every promise is today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not sometime, not someday. You know, I think when I was a kid, they used to sing some song called Some Happy Day. Always talking about someday. Someday I'm going to get it. No, not someday. Today. Today. I don't know whether this happened to you or not, but I'm getting excited. I got excited when I put it together. I'm getting excited about it. Psalm 95, 7 and 8 in the NLT. Psalm 95, 7 and 8 in the NLT. For he is our God, we are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you listen to his voice sometimes. Tomorrow. Today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah and as they did at Massah in the wilderness. These verses show us several things. 10 spies came back with a report that the promised land was all that God said it was, but they couldn't take it. 2 came back with a report, we can. They didn't believe Joshua and Caleb's report. They believed the majority report, and the majority is not always right. But the report of the Lord is always for today. These verses show us today when we see God's promises, it is the right time. Today is always the right time to receive from God. It is never the right time to believe a bad report. Because the report of the Lord overrides every other report today. Because it's always today. You know? Dad had the saying, I say it all the time. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. See, with me, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. God said today is the day, so every day is today. So every day is the day to receive from the Lord. You know, some people say, well, I wonder what's going to happen. I can tell you what's going to happen. Whatever you believe for today is what's going to happen. When you believe the today that the Lord has said right here in this word, that's what's going to happen. You know, somebody comes and say, well, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? I don't think about it at all, because it's not what God said. Come on now. It's today is important, what we believe, how we believe, because what we believe about today will determine the outcome of the day. Don't get up and say, oh no, another day. Well, that's what you're going to have, just another day. But if you'll get up and say, today is God's day, and this day I will rejoice and be glad in it, and receive today everything that God said is mine. Hello. You know, we are living in a great time. Somebody said, well, it don't seem like it. Well, it may not seem like it to everybody else, but we're living in a great time because it is today, God's day. Today, you can walk in all the benefits, redemption, healing, deliverance, protection, provision, righteousness, peace, and the list goes on. Today is a valuable period of time in our lives. So that means that every day is today. So that is a valuable time period for God to move in our lives. Every day is today. And it has great possibilities. God created today with blessing. He didn't create tomorrow with blessing. He created today, because tomorrow will be today. So he created every day for blessing, because every day is today. And this is the day. Hello. Today is full of everything that God has. Today is full of his power. Today is full of his presence, his peace, and all of the possibilities that he said. Then with God, today, there are no impossibilities. Because God said, when it's not possible with man, it's possible with him. And God said, today is the day. This is just something simple, but it really begins to pick our minds up and get us thinking about the fact we face every day as a today with the promises of God, and there's no room for fear. There's no room for being out of peace. There's no room for not having protection. Today is the day. Every day is a today with me, and every day I claim the 91st Psalm over my life and all of my family's life, because I have that I can do. I can't claim the 91st Psalm over you. You got to do it yourself. But I will agree with you. I can agree with you, because today is the day of the 91st Psalm. No harm will come near me. No plague will overtake me. And with long life, I will be satisfied. Hello now. Come on. Anybody get anything out of this? See, God tells us how to live in today in Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. Now, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you receive it, it'll be yours. That's what the NLT says. Today. Today. Say it. Today. Today, you don't have to live with that situation. Today, you can change the circumstances. Today, you can remove the obstacles. You simply have to believe that today is the day that these promises are going to come into your life and begin to say it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. And continue to keep saying it with your mouth until the mountain goes away. You see, how do you do something about your situation? Well, it's really, really simple. But most people want it to be hard. Because they said, no, that it can't be that easy. It is. Have you ever heard people say, oh, that's just too easy. It can't be that easy. Anybody ever heard anybody say that about something? Well, I got out of this whole crowd, I saw 20 people raise their hand. I don't know where y'all been. I don't know whether you've been under a rock or locked up in a closet. I don't know. But, I mean, if you're just walking down the street and you just stop for a minute and listen to people talk, you'll find out people say that. But with God, it is easy. Have you ever noticed sometimes how some people try to make everything a little more difficult? 25 steps to this and 10 steps to this and so forth. Anybody ever seen that? Hey, they just, a few things. First of all, if you're going to change your today, you got to find the promise in the Word of God that says that today you can have it. It's that simple. Find it in here. Because you see, today is the day the Lord hath made. And he made today for every one of these promises in this book right here called the Holy Word of God. The Logos. And we take the Logos and we rhema it. Rhema simply means spoken word, any kind of spoken word. That's what rhema means in the Greek. But we mean it for the spoken word of God. Find it and you say, all right, Lord, this is my today. And stand on it. I don't know how many times that I stood with my dad. I've even done it myself. But I've stood with my dad, traveling with him. And somebody come up and say, Brother Hagin, would you pray with me about such and such? And he would say, what scripture are you standing on? And they'd look at him sort of funny. Like he would say, like a toad frog in a West Texas hailstorm. Around here, there's something you can get under. You got there in West Texas, and there ain't nothing for miles sometimes. A few scrub mesquite trees, maybe. But you see, so many times when people began to want to receive something from God, they can't even give you a scripture that says that this is their today. Come on, don't look at me like that. It's the truth. In the court of law, when they're trying a case, they go to the law that has been written, set down, precedent. There's a young attorney sitting right there, J.P. Ray. Now, when you're doing a brief for a case, do you just start to say, well, this, or do you go back and find in the law and then say what the law says? That's correct, okay? See, so many people, they, oh, God, give me this. Oh, God, help me. Well, yeah, he's ready to help you, but what are you going to him? What have you got with him to tell him that this is his responsibility? Come on now. In the Word, there's certain things that are your responsibility, but there's certain things that are his responsibility. And if you need to bring his responsibility into your today and get the answer. How do you do that? By finding it right here in this Word, right here. Secondly, once you find it, meditate on it. Think about it. And if it's there's something you need to do, then you change that part so your today can be a great day. It's too simple to change your day, to change your day to today, the great day. Find the word promise, meditate on it, believe it, and declare it. Now, how hard is that? Huh? How long would it take you to do that? Well, you can begin to look in the concordance and find the subject matter that you need, and you can go read those scriptures. Hello. You know, my dad said one day, he was talking about the scripture where it says, willing and obedient, eat the good of the land. And he told the Lord, he said, I'm not eating the good of the land, and I'm doing what you asked me to do. And the Lord told him, said, yeah, you're willing, you're obedient, but you're not willing. Every one of you, as a young kid growing up, you were obedient to do what mom or dad said, but you wasn't really willing. Come on now. I know some of you look at me and say, oh, no, I never was that way. I always was just willing to do anything. No, you wasn't. Take out the trash, son. Okay. You did it. But were you really willing? Let me see your hand. Let me see your guy. You guy. I'm talking to the guys now. How many times mama or dad told you take the trash out and you did? You obeyed, but you really didn't want to. You wasn't willing. Come on now, be honest with me. We all that way. Hey, you see, sometimes if you want your day to change, you got to be willing to do what the Word says. Believe it when you can't see it. Say it when it's not happening. Come on now. You know, today is the day the Lord has made, and it's full of his blessings. But like I said a while ago, tomorrow never comes. Someday never comes. It's always today. So if it's always today, this is the Lord's day that he made that's full of his blessings. So, it's time that we begin to realize that he has ordained us to believe the word, receive what was promised, and rise up and begin to live in today, taking a hold of today's promises every day. The question is, are we going to continue to live on tomorrow or someday? Or are we going to continue to live today? Do you know what? There's only one person that can make that decision. And it's me and you. Not your wife, not your husband, not your mama, daddy, brother, sister, not the pastor, nobody else. You. Point to yourself. I, say this, I am the one that will either live in today with God's promises or keep looking for someday. And someday will never come. Heavenly Father, I've just talked to these people for a few moments today to stir up their hearts and their minds. To remember that every day is a today with you. Help us always to never look for tomorrow, but may we always live in today. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this morning? Hallelujah. I realize I didn't, it wasn't that long, but I tell you what, I found out a long time ago, sometimes you can speak for a long time and not say a whole lot. Or you can speak for a short time and say a bunch. My dad used to say to me, he'd say, son, he said, you say more in 15 minutes than most people do in 30. I said, well, dad, I don't put any flowers with it or anything. I just speak it out like it is and tell it like it is, and if they want it, they got it. If they don't want it, then they leave it laying there. It's up to you. Anytime you hear somebody speak, it's up to you whether you receive it or leave it laying. And there's some of the things that some people say on that television that you just need to leave laying. Hello. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to... Everybody stand up, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm talking about today with Jesus, and you can't have today if you don't know him as your personal Savior. Or if you know what it is to be there with him, but you have sort of got off course and taken a detour, and you need to just come back and rededicate your life. Anybody on any one of those invitations, you need to receive Jesus, or you need to rededicate your life, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in this room, look, lift your hand. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. But I can't do that if I don't know who you are. So just lift your hand anywhere in the room, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Praise the Lord. Is there a hand over here? Somebody said there was a hand over here. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Another hand right here. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have another invitation. Say, maybe you know what it is to be served the Lord, but you've never been filled with the Spirit. And I'm talking about what it says in Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. Said they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Excuse me. And you'd say, I'd like to receive that experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit this morning. Let me see your hand. There's a hand over here. Hallelujah. I'm going to go right down front. If you raise your hand, I want you to step out now and come down here so I can pray with you like I said I would. So come on right now. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, step out in the aisle and come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. God bless you, bro. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, right. Bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. If you're in the balcony, come on down. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on now. I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to wait on you. I want to pray with you. I don't want anybody to leave here like they came this morning. I'm going to wait just a minute. I'm going to wait just a minute. Hallelujah. I got three books here. One's called New Birth, talking about the new birth, being born again. One's In Him, talking about who you are in Christ. One's Why Tongues, talking about the Holy Spirit. If I reach these out here like this, then I'm going to give them to you. How do you get them? You got them.
Thank you.
Everybody going to get them same books in a minute. Everybody get those same books in a minute. I did that as an exercise. I can give you a book. I can't give you the spiritual experience you came down here to get. So I want you to raise one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one it is. Congregation, would you reach your hands toward them as I pray with them? Heavenly Father, I thank you for every individual that has come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me, please. You see Greg right there? Would you follow him to that place of prayer where you can get those books and be prayed with individually in depth? Make sure you got what you came for. Would y'all just turn and go that way right now? Go right ahead. Go around there. Go ahead. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Sing something.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hey, can we change that and say, today is the day that the Lord has made.
Today is the day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. And I will rejoice. And be glad in it. And be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. And be glad in it. Today is the day. Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Everybody say it with me. Every day. It's today. I will live in it with the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Connection team, go find our first time guests and take them to receive that special gift we have for him. Staff, go to the doors so we can shake hands. If you're looking for a church home, first time guests, what do we say, church?
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Just come on and join us. Hallelujah. There's on the screen where we're all going to be if you want to shake any of her hand. Remember tonight, 6 o'clock right here. Wednesday night, Hour of Power. Praise the Lord. They're going to sing a song. And then you'll be dismissed. I see I go to the east door today, I think. All right. Praise the Lord. Sing.
Today is the day, today is